Is Jesus Christ the only way to heaven? Today on Daily in the Word, Dr. Paul Chappell reveals the answer of how you can know you have eternal life.
I'm thankful that Jesus faithfully went all the way to the cross. Don't let sin, don't let discouragement pull you away during this season from going all the way with the will of God. Oh, Satan will tempt you. He'll tell you, well, you could get a promotion if you would just lower your standard in this area or that area. But Jesus said, no, I'm going to keep my focus on the Father's will for my life.
The challenges of life can leave you looking for answers that only Christ can provide. In our series, Only Jesus, we'll explore what the Bible says about who Jesus is and why you must make Him the Savior and Lord of your life. Welcome to Daily in the Word. This program features the teaching and preaching of Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. The truth of the resurrection of Jesus Christ is more than a simple historic fact to know. It is the hope of every believer. Through Dr. Chappell's clear and engaging message, you will understand what the Bible says about Jesus Christ, why it matters to you, and how you can apply these truths to your life today. And now, here's Dr. Paul Chappell with part one of a message called, Only Jesus Conquers Temptation.
This morning, I'd like to ask you to take your Bible and turn now to Luke's Gospel as we continue our series, Only Jesus. And we're going to look at Luke chapter 4 this morning. And today, we're going to learn that it is only through Jesus Christ that we can conquer temptation and the trials of this life. Let's read together, shall we? Luke chapter 4, beginning in verse 1, and we'll read down through verse 4. We'll cover several other verses during the message, but let's read the first four verses this morning. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days he did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he afterward hungered. And the devil said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. And Jesus answered him, saying, It is written, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. This morning, as each of us continue through this time of social distancing, and it's easy to become filled with discouragement, and for some, anxiety, and for others, this can be a great time of temptation, even to sin or to making decisions that would go against the very Word of God. We know as Christians that we have an adversary. The adversary is Satan, and he is always looking to take advantage of us in a time of weakness, in a time of transition or difficulty. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse number 8 that we should be aware, we should be sober and vigilant, because our adversary, the devil, is as a roaring lion walking about, seeking whom he may devour. That word devour means to cause to disappear. My friend, I want you to know that Satan's desire would be that when this pandemic is over, that your spiritual life would have wavered, that when we assemble back together in church, that you would not be a part of the assembly. I recognize there will be some with underlying conditions and various health needs who may not be able to assemble. I certainly recognize that. But I speak to you this morning regarding the overall strategy of Satan. He wants you to disappear from being faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, in our text this morning, we see the Lord Jesus, before beginning his public ministry, he goes to take time with his Father in prayer. And certainly before we enter any great new objective for God, we should begin with prayer as well. We see that Jesus is approached by Satan in the wilderness, and he is tempted. He is being put to the test, if you will, by the devil. Now, we know theologically and through our study of the Bible that Jesus Christ could never have sinned. We believe in the impeccability of Christ, that is to say, that as God, he could not sin. 1 John 3 and 5 says, And ye know that he was manifested to take away your sins, and in him is no sin. And so the Bible tells us in this passage, in verse number 1, that Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, went into the wilderness. I think it's important that we take note of this, that Jesus was being guided by the Holy Spirit. And if the impeccable Son of God, the sinless Son of God, would follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, how much more do we need to listen to the guidance of the Holy Spirit today? Well, we see that Jesus is led by the Spirit, and he goes out into the wilderness. And the Bible tells us that he will be tempted here. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 18 says, "For in that he himself hath suffered being tempted, he is able to succour them that are tempted." Now, I don't know what trial you may be experiencing this morning, and I don't know what temptation Satan is throwing toward you. He may be tempting you to quit on God. He may be tempting you to be unkind to your family or to be involved in some type of sin. But I want you to know that we serve a Savior that has been tempted in every way like we have been tempted, and yet he never sinned. I want you to see the passage before us and learn how that only Jesus can bring us through these times. Notice in the first place this morning the approach of the tempter. Have you ever noticed how subtle Satan is and how he approaches with such of an innocent way at first, and yet destruction is his goal? The Bible tells us that Satan came to the Lord Jesus and tempted him. Thomas Brooks once wrote, "Temptation is bait on a hook, and Satan knows how to bait that hook." I heard about a 3-year-old's class where the teacher had been discussing about Adam and Eve and how they were tempted to take the fruit and how Satan had tempted them. The teacher concluded the lesson, and she asked the children, "Why didn't God want Adam and Eve to eat from that tree? Why was it that God wanted them to stay away from the tree?" And one little boy raised his hand and he shouted, "Because there was a snake in that tree." And he was exactly right. Satan, the tempter, was a part of the fall of the human race. Now, man has a free will, no doubt. But Satan has tried from the beginning of time to approach man, to approach us, and derail us from doing the will of God. The word tempted here means to test or to entice with evil. Now, I want you to recognize that that temptation is still alive and well. Satan's still working against us. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 11 and verse 2, "For I am jealous over you with a godly jealousy," Paul told the Corinthians. "For I have espoused you to one husband that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ," speaking of the church as the bride of Christ. "For I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ." Even as the Apostle Paul was concerned for the church at Corinth, that their minds might be beguiled by the subtlety of Satan, we need to be aware today that Satan wants to discourage us during this time. He wants to derail us spiritually during a time like this. And so the approach of the tempter, notice there was first of all the temptation of the flesh. The Bible tells us in these verses that Jesus, in verse 2, hungered. And so Satan tailors his temptation to the crises of a moment. Your temptation may be surrounding the issue of loneliness today. It may be surrounded by the issue of uncertainty. And so there may be some escapist thoughts that come to one's mind. But Jesus was hungry, and Satan comes at a time of weakness, and he always comes at a time of weakness. Jesus had not eaten for 40 days, and it may be that Satan tries to bring some temptation, some form of a trial to us in this time of weakness. And so we see that there could have been a self-pity. There could have been a thought that, "Oh, I've had this tough time." Satan was going to try to take advantage of this. You know, the Bible says in Mark 14 and verse 38, "Watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. The spirit truly is willing, but the flesh is weak." And Satan will come at a weak time to tempt us and to try to pull us away from God. I heard about a boy whose name was Willie. He was in the kitchen. He had his hand in the cookie jar so deep down he was trying to get a cookie. And his mom walked into the kitchen and said, "Willie, what are you doing?" And he said, "Mom, I'm trying to fight temptation." Well, you can't fight temptation when your hand's in the cookie jar. And God is calling us to be vigilant about the fact that Satan comes at a time of weakness. And Satan desires that Jesus would misuse his power. In fact, in verse number 3, he says, "If thou be the Son of God, then turn this stone and make it into bread." Notice this phrase, "if thou be." Satan is an expert at questioning God. He is an expert at questioning within our minds the truths of God. Oh, is it really important to read the Bible? Is it really important to pray? What's the big deal? And so it is. He is a questioner, constantly questioning the truth. And here, questioning the most essential truth of all, whether or not Jesus Christ was God in the flesh. Every false religion questions that attribute of Jesus. And it starts with Satan himself. So he approaches Jesus, and he questions Jesus, and he finds a weak moment to tempt him. And yet Jesus said in John chapter 4 and verse 34, "My meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work." This was the true desire of Jesus. It was a spiritual desire. It was not a fleshly desire. He wanted to do the work of his Father. We see the temptation of the flesh. There's another temptation that Satan tries, and that is the temptation of ambition, or we might call it the pride of life. Notice in verse 5, the Bible says, "And the devil, taking him up into an high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, All this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it. If thou therefore wilt worship me, all shall be thine." Did you know that Satan wants you to worship anything or anyone other than Jesus Christ himself? And here he is so audacious that he is calling upon Jesus to worship him. And he's saying, "If you will, I'll give you the power of these kingdoms. I'll give you the authority." Now, Satan tempts Jesus with power and authority. He tempts Jesus here to bypass the cross, to forget the will of the Father. He is derailing, if he can, the Lord Jesus Christ. And oh, how I'm thankful that Jesus never stepped to the side. I'm thankful that Jesus faithfully went all the way to the cross. He would not let Satan stop him from doing the will of the Father. And I want to challenge you this morning. Don't let sin, don't let discouragement, don't let the wrong friends pull you away during this season from going all the way with the will of God. Oh, Satan will tempt you. He'll tell you, "Well, you could get a promotion if you would just lower your standard in this area or that area. You could really be blessed if you'd just be another one of the guys." But Jesus said, "No, I'm going to keep my focus on the Lord, on the Father's will, on the purpose that he has for my life." There was a temptation of the flesh. There was the temptation of ambition. And oh, how we see Satan came like a fisherman trying to bait that hook. But you see, the Bible says in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 15, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world." You see, Jesus kept his focus on the will of the Father, and we must keep our focus on Jesus Christ.
You've been listening to the 15-minute edition of Daily in the Word, featuring the teaching and preaching of Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. If you'd like to connect with Pastor Chappell on Facebook or Twitter, go to paulchappell.com and click on his social media links. We hope today's message has encouraged you. Dr. Chappell serves as a pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church, and he is the author of many books. But most of all, he has a passion and love for you. If you've been helped through Dr. Chappell's ministry, he'd love to hear your story. Visit us on our website today, where you can listen to today's entire message, become a partner in the Word, and sign up for Pastor Chappell's Daily in the Word email devotional. Visit us at paulchappell.com.
and thank you for listening today. Be sure to join us next time as we continue to discover God's answers for today's challenges here on Daily in the Word.